Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hate to be the one to break the news to you, but apparently justice in the United States of America is dead. Or at the very least, it's on life support. It's dead if you happen to be someone who is a Republican. It's dead if you happen to be someone who is a conservative. It's not existent if you happen to be a Democrat or a liberal. You can flagrantly and openly disobey the laws, and nothing will happen to you. Nothing will happen to you. You are the protected class in this country. And the opposite, if you look at someone cross-eyed and you're a Republican or a conservative, you will be put up on charges. Now, we got a lot to get into in this show. We have some news on the Texas school shooting that's going to probably upset some of you and shock some of you. We have some news on Hunter Biden's laptop that is definitely going to shock you. If it doesn't, I don't know what to tell you. We have news about the great state of Illinois, who is rapidly becoming the crazy state of Illinois. And much, much, much more to get to. But let's start out discussing the trial of Michael Sussman, which came to an end. Michael Sussman, for those who may not know, was Hillary Clinton's lawyer who the Durham investigation revealed had lied under oath to the FBI when he said, "I am coming there as a individual to give you information as a concerned citizen. I am not coming there representing any group." That is not true. It was proven to be not true. And Michael Sussman walked on the charges. That's right. The jury found him not guilty, despite the fact that FBI agents testified that's exactly what he said. It's exactly what he said. We have his email. We literally have his email where he says, "I'm coming just as a concerned citizen. I'm not coming representing any group." Because had he come saying, "I'm representing Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party," the FBI would have said, "Well, of course, they've got some kind of smear on Donald Trump they want us to follow up on." The truth of the matter is the Clinton campaign paid for this bogus investigation into Donald Trump's Russian collusion. They knew the information they got was false. They had Michael Sussman pitch it to the FBI saying, "I'm not trying to do this as a political pundit, just as a concerned citizen." And then Hillary Clinton says, "Hey, look what the information the FBI is investigating." Yeah, but the information you bought and paid for. And then gave the green light for Sussman and everybody else to turn it into the FBI, knowing it was fake. Which is the very definition of an insurrection once Donald Trump became the president, because you were trying to unseat him unlawfully. That's the very definition of an insurrection. Michael Sussman walks, not guilty. Now, there's some good news and some bad news about this. Let me give you the bad news. Then I'll end with the good news. The bad news is this. You held a trial in Washington where 91% of the public voted for Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton. Heavily, heavily, heavily blue state. And guess who some of the jurors were? Three of the jurors were actually Clinton donors. That's right. You heard me right. Three of the jurors were Clinton donors. One was an AOC donor. Another one actually had Michael Sussman's daughter on his daughter's sports team in school. So from the very beginning, the jury pool was tainted, as tainted as could possibly be, with one juror actually saying, eh, there are bigger things in the world than lying to the FBI. Oh, that's why you found him not guilty, because there are bigger things. That doesn't sound like you saying, we didn't find any evidence he lied to the FBI. That doesn't sound like you saying they didn't clearly prove their case. That sounds like you saying, yeah, they proved it and we don't care. That's not your job. Your job is to not decide what's important and what isn't. Your job is to decide upon the facts, and you failed. You failed this country and its legal system. There is no hope when you can present an email clearly stating that he was coming there on his own and then clearly understanding that was not the case through even FBI agents' own sworn testimony. Then how do you expect to get justice? That would be the same as me robbing a bank and saying, well, there's a picture of Marcus robbing a bank, and there's his car, and there's his license plate, and there he takes off in the parking lot, and they say, well, we're going to have a jury trial, and three of the people on there are going to be listeners to his show, and two of them are going to have played on sports teams with him, and a couple others were in jam sessions with him as a musician. And, hey, what do you know? They found him not guilty. And when we ask why, they say, there's more important things than a few thousand dollars from a bank. Does that sound like justice to you? Not one juror has come out and said they didn't prove it. What the line is it's not that important. Well, it is important. Because what it led to, in part at least, was the impeachment of a president of the United States. How much more important do you want? And it could have swayed an election. It didn't, but it could have. You don't care. Now here's the good news. When the jury rendered that verdict, another thing that they're kind of saying de facto is, yes, he lied to the FBI, but the FBI knew it. The FBI clearly knew who Michael Sussman was. And if they really, in their wildest imaginations, bought that I'm just coming here as a private citizen, I just happen to be Hillary Clinton's lawyer, but oh dear, perish the thought that I'm coming on her behalf because she's running for president. That doesn't pass the laugh test. So also what this jury has said by rendering this decision is, we don't trust the FBI. The FBI clearly knew this was set up and they don't care. So why should this guy go to jail when it's some of these FBI agents who really did the damage? Correct. Correct. Because Michael Sussman can come there and say, I saw Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin in a parking lot exchanging phone numbers and evilly plotting to destroy the world. So what? And the FBI can say, yeah, whatever. You see, folks, what has ended up happening here is, and it's not just during the Joe Biden years. It's not just during the Barack Obama years. Probably for longer than most of us have been alive, there has been an infiltration of the Democratic Party, an infiltration of our justice systems, an infiltration of our police forces, an infiltration of our military, an infiltration of everything you can think of basically Marxists and communists and fascists. And when they had all of their ducks in a row and they said, we have now got everything in order. We have the justice system rigged. We have the news organizations rigged. We have the police force partially rigged. We have everything we need. Hillary Clinton was supposed to be crowned. And the New World Order was supposed to begin. But she lost. And their plans were upset. And that's why you saw people screaming and hollering. That's why you saw them so desperate to bring down one man. It wasn't because he just lost an election. Big deal. So the Democrats lost an election. They figure, ah, well, 4 years and on to the next person. Did they do that during the Bush years? No. So why were they so upset? Because they thought they had all their ducks in a row, and it was postponed 4 years, and Donald Trump then showed the world how a hot dog was made. And it stunk to high heavens, and they realized their plan was being exposed piece by piece. The FBI, as we sit here today, and I'm not talking about every single agent, but as an organization, the FBI is corrupt. We know that they're corrupt because of the actions of some of them, especially James Comey and a few others, as it involves this Russian collusion, because they knew within probably 72 hours that the Michael Sussman information was phony, and they allowed it to continue, not just for a month, for years. For years, with people literally sending memos saying we're very interested in making sure Donald Trump doesn't get to be the president. Why? Let me ask you a question, and it's a serious question. Donald Trump has always been someone who was for the rule of law, very strict rule of law, right? He supported the police and all that stuff as highly as he could. Why then do you think the FBI as an organization was against Donald Trump? Wouldn't you think that they would say, oh, good, we have somebody on our side, someone who's really going to let us enforce the law? No, they were scared to death of Donald Trump. Why do you think that might be? I'll give you a guess. Because they were as corrupt as the day is long, and they knew he was about to find out. And they knew their organization was going to be compromised. Hell, if I look at all the police officers who are like, yeah, Trump's the president, great. We got somebody on our side. How come the FBI didn't feel that way? No, we know they didn't. We see all the memos. This man can't be the president. We can't allow this. Why? Why can't you allow it? And who do you think you are to tell the American people who can be the president and who can't? That's called justice is dead. We will decide. We will decide. So Michael Sussman walks, and he has the hubris to get on front of cameras and say, I never lied. Yes, you did. Of course you did. And the world knows you did. You're a big, fat liar who attempted, along with the Democratic Party, to cause this country to vote for someone else by using false statements and false dossiers that you bought and paid for. And if that wasn't bad enough, you really crossed the line once he became the president, because then you tried to unseat him. And that, my friends, is an insurrection. An insurrection is defined as a forcible takeover of the government by outside sources. Well, guess what? When you're lying and you have the FBI on your side and you're attempting to impeach the man to get someone else into office that you probably can control, what do you call that? I think that rises well above the level of, a few hundred people storming into the Capitol and taking selfies. You really had a plan here. It was an organized plan. See, there was no organized plan on January 6th. Everybody was there. People were angry. Some people entered the building that shouldn't, and then everybody was like, yeah, let's go. It wasn't organized. It was spur of the moment. What you did here was a total organized effort to unseat a duly elected president of the United States, and nothing will happen to anyone because justice is dead. We will see if anybody else is indicted. Don't hold your breath. Because in this country, if you walk into the Capitol when the police officers are holding the door for you, and if you think I'm exaggerating, there are at least 8 or 10 people who have already been acquitted of being of trespassing into the Capitol by judges when they clearly saw the police were waving people in. You can't be trespassing if the police hold the door open for you and say, come on in. You can't. But those people, they needed to be thrown under the jail because, according to the Democratic Party, they were an organized mob of people who had planned the overthrow of the government. But the Clinton campaign didn't do that. While they colluded with Russian spies, to unseat a president. To unseat a president. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Now, I promised you on this show I'm going to tell you some things that the news is not reporting, and there's several things. Several things. Another one involves the election. Now, I know a lot of people are like, oh, I don't want to hear any more about a rigged election and machines and ballot harvesting. That's fine. But what you do need to understand is that when the Democrats can look you in the eye and say this was the cleanest election in the history of the United States of America, they're blowing smoke so far up your ass, I'm surprised it doesn't come out your nostrils. When they say there's never been a shred of proof, they are flat out lying to you. Now, a recent, I think it was Save the Vote, did an audit again and found 19,000 votes in Maricopa County. 19,000 votes that were counted illegally. There's no dispute. They arrived after the day. There's no way they should have been counted. They were counted. Does that sound like a clean election to you? By the way, Maricopa County, what? He lost by 10,000, so that's double. That's double. But nothing will be done. No one will ever see any justice. None of these people who are clearly on videotape feeding ballots into ballot boxes that were illegally put in states without the proper channels being ran through to have them put there. Nothing will happen to these people. Absolutely nothing. And even the feckless Republicans will say, well, you know, it's a lesson we can learn for next time. No, no, that's not what you do. You can learn the lesson from next time, but something has to be done now. We can still learn the lesson for next time, and some people can go to jail. But they're not going to go to jail, folks, because the judges are rigged, the FBI is rigged, the justice system is rigged, and you're done. When you can sit a jury of Clinton campaign donors, AOC campaign donors, and people who personally know the defendant and call that a fair jury, there's no justice. What justice do you have? When you can throw people into prison and when they break their leg, tell them lay there and suffer because you dared to enter the Capitol building. But you can burn down Wendy's. You can take over a police precinct. Hell, you can take over city blocks. And nothing happens to any of them. That's not justice. We can't hope for justice anymore, folks, because there isn't any. There's a very clear, we used to say there's two sets of laws, one for the rich and one for the poor. That's not true anymore. Now there's three sets of laws. There's laws for the rich, laws for the poor. Well, actually four sets, isn't there? Laws for the Democrats and laws for the Republicans. Depends on who you are. Nancy Pelosi's husband, out with his Porsche at 81 years old. I'm an 81-year-old man driving a Porsche drunk. Crashed into a guy. Could have killed him. Didn't. Could have. You think he's going to do anything but pay a fine? And do you honestly think that fine means anything to that billionaire? Do you honestly think that means anything to him? No, it doesn't. I want you to ask yourself a question. If that was Ivanka Trump who did that, Melania Trump, any one of the Trump daughters, any one of the Trump sons, what would you have heard? You would have had specials on MSNBC, CNN, Donald Trump's loved ones are alcoholics because they're evil, terrible people. Yeah, we get it. But this is just a kindly old man who had one sip too much of wine at his own personal winery. Right. We get it. It's the same reason why you were told for years you must wear a mask when all of the Democratic Party gets together for their functions and only the people who are serving them food and drinks have to wear masks. They're not wearing the masks. We're the elite class. We don't need to wear the masks. You are the serfs. You have to wear the masks. The laws are for you. We're above the law. That's because they clearly know they are above the law because they have justice in their back pocket. We no longer have a justice system. I'm sad to report that, but that's the truth. Now let's get on to some other things that's really going to shock you. Let me start with Hunter Biden's laptop. And this one is really just, it's really off the charts, folks. Hunter Biden's laptop, having been in custody of the FBI for a long time, and the FBI, by the way, not stepping forward to say, oh, this is a real laptop, when the whole Democratic Party was saying it's Russian collusion, it's a Russian a lie, it's propaganda. The FBI didn't come out and say, no, we actually have the laptop and we're investigating it and it is his. No, they didn't say that. And when they were asked why, you know what they said? We don't want to accidentally end up in any way, shape, or form swaying an election one way or the other. What are you talking about? That's exactly what you did with this whole Russian collusion thing. Oh, we would never do that. No, you wouldn't do that for a Republican. For a Democrat, you sure as hell wouldn't. You did. So Hunter Biden's laptop turns out to be real, and guess what happened? They went through the search history. See, we already know there were videos on there that were probably illegal. Well, some that were definitely illegal because he's smoking crack. But some that probably involved underage people, illegal activities, et cetera, et cetera. But we negated the fact that they would check his search history, things he searched for. And it turns out that one of the sites he frequented on a regular basis and even uploaded videos to was a site called Pornhub. Pornhub allows you, I guess, to upload your own porn videos or just watch videos or whatever the case may be. And he actually had videos up there, but he also had a search history. See, because when you go to Pornhub, if you're looking for a specific type of pornography, I guess, you punch that into the search engine. And it gets saved on your computer. And guess what was in there? All kinds of things about women on crack and crack hoes and lonely widows and all kinds of things. Well, he has the right to look up whatever bizarre sexual, whatever, as long as it's legal. If he wants to look up bizarre fetish stuff, that's fine. But guess what? We found out he forwarded some links that he found. Guess who he forwarded them to? A number that in his computer was listed as Dad. That's right, Hunter Biden, from how it appears, was forwarding pornography links, Father. A man who we already know has had to apologize for sniffing women's hair and touching them inappropriately, and has already had one woman come out and say that she was sexually assaulted by him, basically. And she was ignored because, of course, believe all women unless they're Republicans, or believe all women unless they're a Democrat who says a Democrat did something to them. The woman who came out against Joe Biden was perfectly credible. You know why she was credible? Because the very day she says it happened, she sent two emails, one to her mom and one to her best friend saying it happened. See, that's what usually happens. You don't wait 7 years and say, I didn't tell anyone. And then when I found out they were running for president, I had to speak up. No, that's not what you do. You do exactly what this woman did. She went home and said, guess what happened to me? When Joe Biden was just a senator, he did X, Y, and Z to me. What do I do? Her mother even called to report it. That's called credible, folks. You know what we were told? She's a liar. She must be an ultra-mega. Yeah, she worked for Joe Biden, but she must have been a secretive spy for the Republican Party, and she's a liar, and she's this, that, and the other thing. And it all went away because Joe Biden's a Democrat. The rules don't apply to Democrats. Now, Hunter Biden apparently shared a phone with his dad or something. That's suspicious enough. So how in the world do you expect me to believe that Joe Biden didn't know anything about any of Hunter Biden's business deals if he shares a phone with his dad? And why would you put down dad as your contact if it's your phone? And if you're looking it up on your computer, because I've heard some people say, well, he was sending it to himself on the phone labeled dad because he was technically using his father's phone. Well, how do you know that? If he's on the computer and he has a link, why would he send that link to himself? He already has it on his computer. And if that's the case and they shared the phone, how do you know it ain't Joe Biden doing it? How do you know Joe wasn't on Pornhub looking up that link and sending it to Hunter? We don't know. We're just speculating. But I do know this. I do not think it's unusual for males to go on porn sites and look up porn. I think it's highly unusual that you send links to your dad. I can tell you that. I think that's highly, highly unusual. And really, really bizarre. And every single news agency knows this. Have you heard this anywhere else? Have you heard Fox News say, guess what we found out about Hunter Biden's search history and who he sent porn links to? No. Why? For the same reason you won't hear on Fox News or any of these other places, 19,000 votes were counted that shouldn't have been counted in Maricopa County. Because they don't dare. They don't dare. What we're getting here, folks, is like professional wrestling. You have Fox News screaming, this CNN and all these lousy people, they're idiots and they're liars and they're whatever, but they're also being controlled. And there's certain things they can't say. Oh, you can't say this and you can't say that. Why? Now, I know people will say, well, I don't know. Tucker Carlson said, I've never been told what to say. That's not true. Because if that was true, why in the world, when we know for a fact, this didn't come from some right-wing, far, ultra-mega, crazy site. This came from the FBI themselves, that his search history showed pornography sent to his dad. How come that's not being reported? This thing with the 19,000 votes just happened the other day. How come that's not being reported? I mean, even if you want to say, well, this is what they're saying, and we have yet to see the actual proof, but this is what's being reported, how come you can't even say that? Oh, you can't say that. Why? Why can't you say that? Get on to this Texas school shooting. This is going to upset some people. You were lied to again by the media, and you were manipulated because they knew your sympathy would be with those children, and rightfully so. All those innocent children slaughtered like animals by this maniac, and the left wing said to themselves, how do we get the hatred off of this maniac and onto the police, because they're obviously really the enemy. It's not the guy with the gun. It's the police. I know. We'll show video of the police holding back parents who wanted to go into their school and save their children, and we'll say that there was no response, and the police did nothing. They heard the shots, and they just said, we're not going in there. We're not going to do anything. It's not true. I told you from the very beginning. I was the first show. And I'm proud of it to tell you that's not true. That there's no way that's true. And even when a lot of the other right-wing pundits were saying it is true, but it's Biden's fault because of the protocols he set for police response, I still said it's not true. You're not going to convince me that they set up a perimeter outside that school when there weren't police officers in the building. Because if there were no police officers in that building. What would have stopped the shooter from just going to the windows and start firing on an open crowd out there who was all around the perimeter? Nothing. So the police would not have done that. It would have been a slaughter. It would have been lambs to the slaughter if they didn't already have him pinned down somewhere. Now, one of the first responders, a heroic man, who was simply getting his hair cut when his wife texted him, "There's an active shooter in the school. Help. I love you." Jumped up from the barber chair. His barber had a gun. He said, "Give me the gun." And him and his barber, because he happened to be a troll agent or some sort of an agent, heads to the school. He knows all the police, and they know him, and they let him go in. You know why they let him go in? Because there was already police in there. You know what the timeline was? 11:45. By 11:45, there were police in that school, including this guy. And what did this guy say in an interview? The police were going room to room on the rooms that weren't barricaded, smashing windows from the outside, getting kids out, making sure that the very first thing they did was to clear the school of as many innocents as they possibly could. That's the proper thing to do. Once all the children that could be cleared were cleared, then they had to focus on the room the guy was in. He has a gun, presumably, pointed right at the door. So if you just say, "Here I am," like you're the guy from Die Hard, you're just going to get blown away. So they tactically had to say, "How are we going to approach this door?" By the way, this particular guy is on record saying, "From 11:49 until I left that school, I didn't hear any shots right then until the police entered that room." He didn't enter because he said, "I didn't have my tactical gear." So it would have been total suicide for me. Now, the narrative of the news is they let the police officers go in and rescue their children. But our children, we couldn't do anything about. Yeah, you couldn't. By the way, while that guy was in there, he rescued dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of other children until he found his daughter. And then he went back. So don't tell me he wasn't rescuing other people's children. Don't tell me the police weren't doing anything. They were clearing the building of innocents. Once they had the building secure and there was nobody wandering the hallways, that's why they can't let parents in. Can you imagine if you said, "Okay, all you parents just go in and find your kid"? What happens if they all got shot? Then you'd be saying, "Well, how come the police let parents in? They didn't have any weapons. They didn't have any body armor. They couldn't have done anything. They just let those people go in there to die, them horrible police officers." But now they're horrible because they tell them they can't go in. Yeah, they put somebody in handcuffs. Yeah, they tased somebody because they were insisting on going in. You can't go in. You're interfering with what they're doing. This is a tragedy, but it was an unavoidable tragedy once the guy got in the building. Now, we could make a very strong argument that if you had armed security or you had some other precautions that this would have happened. I'm willing to talk about that. But do not tell me that the police were doing nothing, because this is a guy who was there. He was wandering the hallways of those buildings and clearing out children as he went. He ran into other officers who were already in that building doing the exact same thing, as well as officers from the outside who were breaking windows to get kids out. They were in there. There became a time when it was an impasse, and they had to say, "How are we going to approach this? How do you know that they knew that there were children in there dead?" Yes, there were some texts saying they're shooting people. But what are they supposed to do at this point? Just storm the door in and say, "Okay, we're going to, maybe we'll open fire at the door and maybe we'll kill some five or six kids accidentally." You have to understand that there is protocol. And as horrible as it is, you have to follow that protocol, folks. Now, if you want to say we need to change the protocol, okay. But until the protocol is changed, the police followed exactly what they were supposed to do. Exactly to the letter what they were supposed to do. And I am shocked and dismayed at how many, even right-wing media outlets, are trying to shift the blame from the shooter to the police. It's disgusting. Meanwhile, over the weekend, literally dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of people were shot dead on the streets of Philadelphia, Chicago. Philadelphia alone was like 19 people. You think all those guns were legal? I'm here to tell you 95% of the guns that were used to kill those 19 people in Philadelphia, they weren't legal guns. Same way in Chicago. Those weren't legal guns. The gangbangers got those guns. What do you think they did? And by the way, while we're shifting our focus from Texas to the police, it's because there's some hard questions that nobody wants to ask. Like, how does a kid who sit home during the entire pandemic, didn't even have a job, he worked part-time at a Wendy's, and that was part-time, and he wasn't even going there, how did that kid afford $4,000 in weapons and ammunition and ordered it online? With what credit card? How come we don't know the answer to that question? I demand to know the answer to the question. Oh, but let's not bring that up. Bring up how the police handcuffed a woman who was trying to save her daughter in order to save her own life. Let's not bring up how a flat, broke 18-year-old psychopath has $4,000 to spend. We don't need to know the answer to that. Peon. Just keep believing the police are evil and contributed to the death of those children, and that guns are what's the problem and not psychopaths, who by many people who knew him's own admission was saying the pandemic and the isolation of the pandemic drove him insane. Who warned you that was going to happen? Huh? Me. I told you during this whole pandemic, wait till you see what's going to happen to kids, especially his mental health, when they can't interact with anyone and they can't do anything. And all they can do is stay on a computer 24 hours a day and be fed bullshit. And lo and behold, but how he got the money and the resources, to me, that's the number one question. That's the number one question. Because if a kid is so resourceful that he has $4,000 to spend online, then I presume he could have went to a bad part of the town and bought himself a gun from somebody. Okay? I live in New York. Upstate New York, but I live in New York. And I wouldn't have to travel too terribly far to find somebody who would sell me a gun illegally, because they're all over the place. I laugh at this. Well, you know, it's the gun's fault. Well, I don't know. I mean, if we outlaw guns, then obviously the criminals won't have them, really. Well, we've outlawed drugs. And you can still go to the street corner and buy whatever you want, right? So what's going to end up happening is you're going to outlaw the guns, and the people who follow the law will give up their guns, and the people who do not follow the law will buy the guns illegally, and then they'll have the guns. And they'll say, well, this is great because we have guns, and we know that the people who follow the law doesn't. So that's going to work out just fine. That'll just be great. And then you have Joe Biden literally say, do you know what a 9mm can do? It can blow your lungs right out of your body. Well, 9mm were not used. That's not the rounds that were used in Texas. 9mm are the most common round. So what he's basically saying is we want to take away the most common ammo that most people use in their home protection. We want to take that away from you. See, because if it was just about a certain rifle, he wouldn't have said 9mm, because they don't use 9mm. So he said the quiet part out loud, and he basically said, yeah, we want to ban all of these. And he keeps going back to, you don't need this to hunt a deer. You're right. We don't need it to hunt a deer. That's not what it's for. It's for someone who's going to break into our house and try to rape and kill our loved ones. It's for someone who's trying to assault us in our own on our own property. It's in case the government goes completely crazy and decides that they're going to come for us. We have a legal right to these guns. A gun is not the problem. Are we banning cars because that psychopath drove through a Christmas parade and killed how many children? How many children were killed? Did he use a gun to do it, or did he use a car? Are we now talking seriously about who we let behind the wheel of a car? They have to pass a certain test. They have to be mentally calm. You're not doing any of that. You're not doing any of that. That guy wiped out a whole Christmas parade. But it didn't fit your narrative, see? Because you couldn't call him a white supremacist because he was African American. And you couldn't say it was a racial because everybody he killed, to my knowledge, was white. So that's just an aberration. Well, that's one of those things that happen if you're crazy. It doesn't have anything to do with what he used. Oh, gotcha. But they're going to use this as an excuse to come for your gun. Because they're going to say, well, there can be no exception to the rule. You may be a perfectly responsible gun owner, but you can't have this gun. But I guarantee you that you could then go out onto the street corner somewhere down in New York City, make a request, and get that gun if you wanted to, if you wanted to be a lawbreaker. So what good is it going to do? It didn't help with the drug flow, did it? All it did was open up a market for people to sell illegal drugs. So all this will do is open up a market for people to sell illegal guns. So they have to shift the focus away from taking away your guns. Shift it on the evil cops. They did nothing. All those children would be alive. Sadly, folks, it doesn't take very long to wipe out that many people. There was nothing the police could have done to save those children. I hate to tell you that, but this isn't a movie where John Rambo does a parachutes in and kicks the door down and dodges 47 bullets and kills the guy. That's fantasy. Once that guy was in the classroom barricaded, those children were at his mercy no matter what happened. Because if the police ran and kicked down the door when they heard the guns firing, it was still going to be too late. Now, I hear the argument, well, some of the kids were wounded and might have survived. Maybe. Or maybe in the gunfire, there would have been escalated gunfire and more would have been killed. We don't know. You're just speculating. Now let's get to the crazy state of Illinois. Who has decided it's perfectly legal for an underage child to have an abortion without their parents being notified? Because you're only their parent. How dare you? How dare you expect to be notified? If your 12 or 13-year-old daughter is going to have a medical procedure, which even doctors admit could potentially be fatal. Oh, you're not allowed to know. How dare you? How dare you step up to the authority and say, oh, that's my child. I should be informed. No, you shouldn't be informed. Absolutely not. Wonderful, huh? That's what they think of you, because they think they own your children. And then another case that the news is keeping totally away from you. One of the teachers who was doing their LGBTQRS, elemental P, learning in junior high school has now been busted for having sexual contact with some of the students. Oh, there's a surprise. And lo and behold, it just happened to be a guy who said, you know, you can be a pedophile, and as long as you don't act upon it, you've broken no law, so it really shouldn't be anything to be concerned about, really. So let me get this straight. If I'm a guy and I keep writing online that I would like to rob a bank, or I would, here's a better one. Punch into your Google search or on your social media accounts, keep writing, I would like to enter the White House and punch Joe Biden in the face. Keep writing that. See how quick the FBI shows up at your door. I think every day about doing that. Oh, they'll show up at your door. You know why? Because they're going to say, well, if you're thinking about it, eventually you're going to do it. Or you're going to act out on it, and that makes you a danger. It's not the fact that you haven't done it. It's the fact that you're contemplating it on a regular basis that makes you dangerous. It's like a school shooter kid. If he's writing online, I'm going to go shoot up a school. I'm going to shoot up a school. I'm going to shoot up a school. And then when he does, people say, well, why didn't you do something about it? You've seen that he was saying, I want to shoot up a school, and you did nothing. Well, because he didn't do it. Well, that's dumb. You got to act before he does it. Ah. So when this guy comes out and says, it's okay to be a pedophile as long as you don't act upon it, how come he wasn't instantly fired? How come when you saw that on his social media account, you didn't say, you, my friend, are history? Because he didn't do anything. Gotcha. Well, now he did. Oh, you couldn't have anticipated that, huh? What a shocker. It's unbelievable, folks. It's unbelievable. The hypocrisy of what's going on here is unbelievable. And there is no justice. We keep holding out for that white knight that's going to come down and say, yeah, you can't rig an election. No, you can't stack a court, the Supreme Court. No, you can't put people in jail for the rest of their lives for trespassing. No, you can't force people against their will to have a medical procedure. No, you can't keep medical procedures being done upon your child from a parent. But they're not coming because there isn't any justice. You're on your own. You're on your own. The Democrats were sent a very clear message, and the message was, you can lie, steal, cheat, corrupt, and nothing will happen to you because if you are caught, we will rig the jury, we will handpick the judge, and we will make sure that you walk. How long ago was it that they were attempting to vet an appointee from the Biden administration who had clearly time after time after time after time gave actual pedophiles a slap on the wrist? Oh, well, I don't think you're that big of a threat. Just don't do it again. One of them was bragging about it, right? That was down, I believe, in California somewhere where they have that crazy DA. One's on the phone to his dad saying, hey, nothing's going to happen to me. They've already told me nothing's going to happen to me. I don't even have to register as a sex offender. All I did was drag a 10-year-old girl in the bathroom and do unspeakable things to her. And, oh, big deal. They hauled me in here and said, don't worry about it. Gotcha. You know, you don't think this is done on purpose? What civilized society does that? What civilized society allows predators out on the street and tells them there's going to be no consequences for your action? What civilized society does that? None that I can think of. So here we are. And the Democrats' favorite pastime is, it's not my fault, it's somebody else's fault. Because they can't accept blame for anything. We now have a case here, and they're not reporting this, by the way, that in order to solve the baby food crisis, the baby formula crisis, there was an Australian company who I guess they decided they could trust to up the manufacturing of baby formula, and then promptly half of the Democratic Party decides to buy stock in that baby formula company. Oh. Yeah, that's not a conflict of interest. I mean, that doesn't pass the laugh test. Did you hear that reported anywhere? How come that's not being reported? How come it's not being reported that there are politicians benefiting from a shortage? Because they get to handpick the company that will help alleviate that shortage, and then they can buy stock in that company knowing it has to rise, right? How is that justice? How is that fair in any way, shape, or form? And there's no justice for, well, yes, there happen to be 100 zillion cases of baby formula at the border. Your kid can starve. Your kid's had it good too long. How dare you? So your kid's hungry. Did you know that there are people coming across the border and that's been a long trip for them, those children, and they need your formula. So you're just going to have to tell your baby to shut up. Feed your baby something else. Breastfeed them. If you can't breastfeed them, come up with some weird formula that you can find online. Try that. We need your formula for the illegal immigrants that's coming through. And you should shut up and be thankful to help those people. That's their policy. That's their policy. There are people who still exist. I spoke with and had a debate with not so long ago. Oh, gas is still cheaper than any other country. It's still all right. Oh, it's all right for you, huh? Well, I'm glad it's all right for you. Maybe it's all right for me too, but it's not all right for a lot of people. And it's affecting the price of every single item you buy at a grocery store, every single item you eat at a restaurant, every ticket, everything that you buy, it's being affected. Well, it's all right. Still cheaper. I got you. So basically what you're saying is, if I'm doing okay, to hell with the people who aren't. We don't need those people anyway. Let them suffer. Joe Biden almost admitted it. He said, well, this is, you know, it's painful, but it's a painful transition into a better time. Better time what? With electric vehicles that don't work, where the batteries are $6,000 when they die, and they die on a regular basis, and the cars are $60,000? If you can't afford gas, how the hell are you supposed to afford $60,000 for a car, you moron? And nobody ever says to Joe Biden, well, if you're telling me that the minorities are the people who suffer the most in this economic crisis of not being able to get jobs that are better than minimum wage or under, well, then I guess they're going to be the ones that suffer when you turn to renewable energies, because they're not going to be able to afford those cars, Joe. So how come everybody's not saying, well, this is a very racist policy? Sure, the rich white people will get the cars. How come nobody's saying that? See, there's a problem, folks, and I don't know if everybody understands this clearly, so let me just explain it as best I can. I can get on this show and say whatever I want within reason. I mean, I cannot incite violence, and I cannot, you know, there's certain things I obviously can't do. But nobody tells me what to say. I don't have sponsors who say, oh, I'm going to drop your show if you mention that again. All of these news agencies, including Fox, does have that. So as much as maybe Tucker Carlson wants to reveal some of this stuff, as much as maybe Hannity or whoever you watch wants to reveal some of this stuff, they can't. There's restrictions on what they can say. There's no restrictions on what I can say. And until they pull me off this air, and it's going to be, there'll be a struggle to do it, I can tell you that, I'm going to continue to say what I want to say, because what I can say here to you, I can prove. And if I can't prove it, then I'll tell you, this is my opinion, is that this administration has carefully orchestrated gas to be well beyond most people's means so that they can tell you that's the way we're going to go to renewable energy. All this was a plan. It's always been the plan. Make meat unaffordable, make gas unaffordable, and pretty soon everybody will be vegetarians and clean energy and all the Green New Deal. Wow. That's my opinion. The fact is, people cannot afford this gas. And the fact is, when oil is $120 a barrel, and that's what it was today, you're going to see a dramatic rise in the price of all of your goods. And it adds up. People think, well, it's 50 cents here, 50 cents there. Yeah, and when you got 100 items in your cart to feed your family, that's 50 bucks. They're saying the average household is spending $5,000 a year on gas, up from $2,000. That's $3,000 more right out of your paycheck. There are people in this country that's struggling making $12,000, $14,000. You're going to take $3,000 more out of their paycheck? These are the things they're not going to tell you, folks. They're not going to tell you that Hunter Biden had some weird relationship with his dad where they would apparently, he would at least send him pornography links. Do you think in your wildest imagination, I would ever send my father a pornography link? Would you do that? Hey, Dad, look at the cool thing I found. Look at the weird fetish thing I found. I knew you'd want to see this. What the hell kind of a person is that? How does that speak of how you raised your family? What kind of a justice system says you can have jurors who have actually donated to the candidate who this particular defendant represents? What kind of justice system does that? What kind of news agencies and reporters blame police officers for a mass shooting of children when there's a big mystery about how an 18-year-old unemployed or semi-employed kid got $4,000 to spend? And how come nobody's up in arms about how come your 13-year-old daughter can have an abortion and you'll never know it? How come nobody's saying the quiet part out loud that Joe Biden said he wants to ban 9mm ammunition, which would basically render most? What are you going to do? You going to defend your home with a 22? See how that works for you. They want you helpless, weak, uninformed, or misinformed. They don't want you to have control over anything, not your own business, not your own children. The proof is right there. If a child went into a hospital and said, I would like to have a flu shot or I would like to have some antibiotics, well, hell, if they were in school, you had to call your parents. We think we're going to have to give your kid an antibiotic or send them some. Well, we need your consent. Oh, you need your consent for that, but they can have an abortion. And they don't need your consent. Folks, if you're waiting for justice, you're waiting for something that's not coming. It's not going to be any white knight. It's not going to be justice. But you do have to speak out. When you see these things, you have to speak out and say enough is enough, because all they really fear is loss of power. And you're the one who can cause them to lose that power. And let's hope they do.
Marcus Game. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.